What is that? Japanese VR trooping, Mighty Morphin, Beetle Borging, Power Sentai Rangering, Mask Rider, Ultraman, that one series they did over here? Godzilla? Close. It's Kamen Rider, one of the greatest shows slash franchises ever, starting in the 70s and still going freakishly strong compared to some other toku shows to this very day. Which is amazing. So it could be that perhaps you've heard of this Kamen Rider, or seen about it, or heard me ramble about it, or heard me play with one of the belts on stream. But you think to yourself, what does Kamen Rider have to offer me? What even is it at its core? Is it Power Rangers? No. It's made by the same company. Well, I mean, not Power Rangers, Toei, but, you know, whatever. Still, that's a question, though. A fine question, and one I will give you the answer to that's based solely on my opinion. So, there you go. Now, sure, you could sum up Kamen Rider as, well, you know, it's attractive people who transform into bug superhero-like beings to destroy evil, and what have you. Though to me, at least for modern Kamen Rider, if I had to explain it super simply to someone, I'd just say, it's like a live-action anime, only it's really good. I'm not meaning the live-action thing as an insult. You're just like Fullmetal Alchemist in a blonde wig. No, it's better than that. It's more believable wigs. The blonde wig, I don't know about that. They should have dyed someone's hair. Realistically speaking, I don't know the logistics of that, but whatever. But it's all the fun you would want out of an anime. The wacky hijinks and jokes, the over-the-top fight scenes and all that fun stuff, except it's live action. And better than anime adaptations, or most of them. The shows often get, in my opinion, pretty great actors for the main roles. They have dynamic fight scenes, some pretty heavy story beats at times, tug at those heartstrings, fantastic music. It's just good stuff, like awesome suit designs. It's truly the best animated live-action series I've ever seen. Worth noting, they did adapt a Kamen Rider manga titled Futo P.I. into its own anime, so there's an actual anime too. But I'm more interested in the live-action anime, although Futo P.I. is pretty good. You should watch it. It's on Crunchyroll. I think what really sells Kamen Rider to me, though, and a lot of Japanese toku, frankly, is something I feel is missing from the, I guess we'll call the American equivalent, and the Power Rangers adaptations, or at least what was lacking the last time I watched in the modern era. I believe the last series I actually attempted to watch was Ninja Steel. And let me tell you, that wasn't a great choice on my part. No, it wasn't. Both because the source material already bored the crap out of me, and I don't think they did a great job with Ninja Steel. I think the Blue Ranger's a magician? I'm not sure if that tracks with the original Sentai, to be completely honest, but it looks more goofy in the American version for some reason. I don't know. But yeah, there was just something lacking, because behind these shows that are designed to sell toys to you, and let's be honest, what show isn't trying to sell you something that's probably a toy? There's a lot of heart that goes into Kamen Rider and Super Sentai and Ultraman. And that's something you can feel in just the delivery of everything, how the actors act. They actually portray this not as some silly thing with a low budget. And granted, yeah, they do have low budgets. These shows do not have the ridiculous high budgets you'd see in Hollywood or anything like that. But considering that, they do some fantastic work. And I don't know, it's a lot of heart shines through that, despite the fact that, yeah, it's a toy commercial, but it's the best toy commercial ever. And more importantly, the fact that they're able to do it and it doesn't end up coming off to me, the viewer, as cringe, for lack of a better word. Not a huge fan of the word cringe. That and yikes. I feel like those two words got used way too much and they're both ruined. So come up with some new ones. But instead of cringe, it ends up seeming badass. Which is something that... I'm not saying Power Rangers was never badass, but it was never, like... What are the words I'm looking for? The group sentiment, so to speak. Growing up, I got made fun of for watching Power Rangers. And I also got made fun of for everything else, coincidentally. But there seemed to always be this divide that while Power Rangers were technically superheroes, for the longest time, and maybe still now to some degree, Power Rangers just didn't fit in with your Batmans or your Spider Peoples, who are martial arts champions or, and have great plans. They better be in that next Spider-Verse movie. With the robot, the vibe I always got growing up was that other people just thought it was a really cheap, lame show made for kids and made to sell toys, and that it was cringe and stupid. And let's make fun of people! And yeah, I mean, I had to listen to my dad trash it while I was watching it younger, when I was younger, constantly. And, well, that's fair to some extent. He watches Star Trek, and that's basically the same damn thing. You can't trash me while I'm watching Power Rangers Lost Galaxy if you watch Star Trek. I mean, really, we're splitting hairs at some point, Dad. But I kind of get that, to some extent. Unlike Japan, these heroes, the toku heroes that I love, they're not the ones we grew up with. They live in a more, let's say, colorful and wacky, spectacular world, whereas superheroes over here are broody and, well, I shouldn't say they were always broody, but right now they're broody, and I guess rooted in some level of reality with superpowers, and someone who really likes bats, but his parents died in Crime Alley. Who named it Crime Alley? Rambling aside, my point is that I couldn't help but see a lot of corniness in Power Rangers in certain seasons, and not the kind I can necessarily get behind, because Power Rangers was based on corn. It was full of corn during the Golden Era, also known as the Zordon Era. You know, there was corniness, there was cheesiness, sure. But it seemed like, I don't know, someone gave a shit. It didn't come off as hokey, or dumb, cringe. Yeah. Whereas, you know, we fast forward to Ninja Steel, suddenly, well, this is stupid. I get this weird impression, and maybe I'm the only person who does, but, look, while they are kid shows, the idea that, you ever hear that someone say the phrase, well, it's just a kid show, who cares about the quality, well, it's just a kid show, nah, just for kids, which is so insulting to the intelligence of kids. I gotta tell you something, you may not believe this, I was once a child, I know, shocker, everyone's mind blown. But I wasn't dumb. I mean, I wasn't intelligent either. But no one likes to have their intelligence insulted, is what I'm saying. So when people say, this is a dumb show for kids, that's no fucking excuse. It should be good. If it's for kids, because look at all the cartoons that you can watch, or I should say, because I don't actually know the modern state of cartoons, but I know back in, let's say, my day, so everyone feels super old. By the way, while I'm recording this, I have no idea if this is going to be a video or if I'm going to put this up as a podcast thing. So that's something to think about. But I know growing up, there was a lot of cartoons on Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network that I could watch with my parents. And, you know, there would be jokes that obviously everyone could laugh at. But then there'd be a lot of jokes that only they would get because they were older than I was. And I didn't understand innuendo yet. So basically, you know, it's a good show. Despite the fact that it's a show or a cartoon for kids, the whole family can enjoy it. Until it's, you know, like SpongeBob, and it's pushed far, far beyond the points of where it should even be on the air at this point. Because it should have been canceled a long time ago. Now no one can enjoy that even by themselves. Bringing this rambling back to Power Rangers, because it seemed like certain Neo Saban era seasons were more openly treating it like, well, it's, you know, it's shelf kids, sell toys, and just being a little too obvious about that. I don't know. It could not keep my attention anymore. And I just kind of had to stop watching Power Rangers. That and watching Power Rangers after watching the Sentai started feeling super redundant to me. So I just couldn't do it. But, because, look, even though they are toy commercials disguised as amazing shows, i.e. Kamen Rider is what I'm talking about here. You know, they have these fantastic stories with talented actors, writers, the people in the suits doing the stunts and the fight scenes, suit actors, the unsung heroes, and everyone behind the scenes, the work that goes into designing the suits. I love it all. And I would talk about it constantly on YouTube, in all sorts of videos, if I didn't think I would be destroyed by Toei, they'd just roll up and shoot me or something, which if this is not a video, then that's just innate fear I have at this point from Toei, just because I'm scared of them. I don't know, we'll get to it eventually, but right now I'm still scared. I guess my overall point to this rambling fucking nonsense is, Kamen Rider is just fantastic. I love it. I get really autistic about it, but I'm actually autistic, so that makes a lot of sense, to be honest. And I love to see that it's not only still thriving and getting more popular each year, somehow, but it's starting to pop up in markets outside of Japan, as right now, you can get Kamen Rider Kuga and Kamen Rider 01, both on Blu-ray, both great shows. And you need no prior knowledge to watch any season of Kamen Rider. So, you know, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, go check those out. It's just a good time all around. And hopefully they'll release all the seasons. Though until then, it's time to sail the seven seas to watch one of the great seasons. The greatest, I should say. Kamen Rider Gaim. Put that on Blu-ray. Fruits for Blu-ray. Do it. Fruit Jesus, Blu-ray. But this has been Rambles. Thank you for listening. I forgot why I started. This went on for 14... I rambled for 14 minutes about something. About something. See you next time on whatever this was. Yeah!